In 2012, Paralympic sports for the disabled will come full circle, according to Huebner. 2 weeks after the Olympics wrap up in London, the Paralympics will start. Huebner says the genesis for Paralympics and its roughly 20 sport categories today came from injured service members recovering from World War II.
The really cool thing about the Warrior Games this year and the London Paralympic Games is the movement was founded in London, helping injured soldiers and members of our armed forces after World War II. Through sport to rehabilitate is why the Paralympic movement exists.
So give me a little flavor of what this week is going to be like. What's the goal?
There's a great need in this country for programming for persons with physical disabilities, and with 40,000 injured service members coming home to communities, the U.S. Olympic Committee and our Paralympic Division and our partner agencies want to ensure that that program is available, and that's really the primary emphasis of the Warrior Games. It creates a lot of energy for the 5 or 6 days here at the U.S. Olympic Training Center. But most importantly, it's creating energy back at installations and in communities to sustain programs.
So it sounds like there's something really transformative that happens in this act of athletics. Can you talk a little bit about what you've seen?
When you become physically disabled, the individual and the people around the individual think about all the things you can't do. And in a lot of cases, it's something as simple as going skiing with your buddies again or playing basketball with your son that allows people to transform both physically and mentally and realize that, oh, hey, dad's going to be okay. And sport heals. Research shows that getting people with physical disabilities involved in physical activity increases self-esteem, reduces secondary medical conditions and stress, and creates higher achievement levels in education and employment.
Your division of Paralympics oversees about 20 sports, everything from wheelchair rugby to judo. I'm curious which sport has seen the most growth in recent years.
A lot of our injured service members are involved in triathlon, and triathlon has been added to the Paralympic program in 2016. So that's one sport that has, I think, seen tremendous growth, not only in the Paralympic level, but more importantly in the focus of Warrior Games is really the participation level. We want to get more kids and more young men and women that have served our country involved in daily physical activity.
That was Chief of U.S. Paralympics Charlie Huebner talking about the third annual Warrior Games, which kicks off in Colorado Springs today. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.